Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very excited to see Matt Collins. Yes, he made a very lasting impact in his one season here, and you know, he's again another Buffalo kind of, I guess, folklore legend. We do miss him. He's awesome, having some success over there in that offense too. So you know, it'll be fun to see all the guys.
Josh Allen on the return of Matt Collins. Highmark Stadium, his first time since departing the team for Bills-Patriots on Sunday Night Football. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, Evans on the board. We're jamming here on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is like the last nice weekend.
Weirdly beautiful.
Weirdly. Like October 80 degree beautiful. We're also in a drought right now. It's been the like driest July, August, September, and October. Like weather drought. We're not... Technically, we are in a Sabres playoff drought, okay? But... We are in a weather drought as well. There's been very little rain, and my car shows it because I normally wait for rain to wash my car, but I've had to wash it a lot this summer. Not great for the program, but it is.
Did Bill Belichick get scored on 11 seconds into a game?
Yeah, that seems about right. That seems about right with this North Carolina team. Not great from Bill Belichick. Evan, I actually have a...
They're taking on Clemson today, by the way.
Can I do something here?
Uh-oh.
Just a funny clip to play. There is a Ryan Clark clip in football audio, Evan.
Oh, no.
We need to bring this back. It's Bills Patriots. It's RC, it might be, on Bill Belichick.
Of course it's Ryan Clark.
He's with Scott Van Pelt. This came up during the morning show this past week. It might be the most outrageous thing I've ever heard or seen on the airwaves, but... Bill Belichick mentioned the Patriots coming to Buffalo. It seems about right. Let's roll it.
This retooled group, particularly on the defensive side with this rookie quarterback, has got the 7-game winning streak.
Well, you know what it is? It's that Bill Belichick is the GOAT. Bill Belichick is the greatest of all time. That he understands how to build football teams in his likeness and image. You know, the only other person they talked about building things in his likeness and image?
Yeah.
It was in the Bible. It was God.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep. I had to bring that back. That was after the December 7th wind game where Damian Harris ran it 50 times on the Bills. Yeah. That was said on SportsCenter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How did... You know what? That one went under the radar because of the Sun Tzu thing.
Yes. And it's funny because look at Bill Belichick now at NC State or North Carolina.
Look at Bill Belichick ever since Brady left him.
Yeah, right.
It's
exactly.
Been a collapse.
It has been a 100% collapse, but
to a point where he's not going to get the all-time coaching wins record.
No. No.
Because, well, one, he's not in the NFL right now.
So he's out of contention right now.
And two, he's not even doing well with college.
Nope.
It's just, oh boy. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yep, that was said. That was said on national television after the Patriots beat the Bills with Mac Jones and Damian Harris.
There were so many bad clips there, though, too. There mm-hmm. was The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
And also there was the 11-month reign is over and licking Holly. The white dog turd and all that, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, Michael Holly on, like, I think it was NESN or something like that. It was just,
yeah.
That one was even worse.
Reliving Bill's Patriots memories while also dunking on Bill Belichick is always a plus. But you heard Mac Hollins coming back.
You might have given me a migraine hearing that clip. That's awful.
You heard Josh Allen speaking about Mac Hollins coming back from break.
We were talking about wizard.
The shoeless wizard. We did it. We walked in barefoot.
Regretfully.
Regretfully, 100%.
No, like I say regretfully because now there have been pictures of more of our coworkers' feet over the past, like,
yes,
10 months, and it's our fault.
Yep.
Okay? We started this.
We did.
It's our fault.
It's unfortunate.
Nate saying, please ignore my feet.
He knew that wasn't going to happen. He drew attention to
those shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Hollins coming back is interesting. Diggs, we were talking about in the last segment. Doug Marrone, also a name coming back to Buffalo. We were talking about it in the beginning with Howard, in the fear bunker, right? Like, yes. You want to get people out of the fear bunker.
We want to get people out of this.
I don't think I've ever been in it with this Bills team. And that might sound crazy. I don't go into a game thinking they can lose at all. That's my mentality. Realistically, they were favored preseason in every game. Then the Ravens game flipped. So technically, out of 17 games, they're favored in 16. There is not one game on their schedule they can't win. That's how I look at it. So going into every game, I expect to win. I know they're not going to go 17-0. I know I'm going to be disappointed at some point.
Yes.
But I expect them to win every game. There's a confidence with this team that I never had as a kid. Never had.
Exactly.
I was mortified come Sunday. I was playing Madden multiple times with the matchup, just trying to feel better about it. Now, maybe it's because I work in it, but I'm nothing but confident no matter who the opponent is. I think the Bills can win every game. Well, even Baltimore, I was confident.
The thing about it is they are a good team. They're a great team, actually. And yes, there are going to be legitimate concerns, everything like that. You know, the Bills, they have a terrible
sure. The time third down defense, down all that stuff.
And run defense. The both are very not they're not great. Let's call it what it is.
Call a spade, it's not fantastic, it's not great by any means.
But it doesn't mean that we need to be worried here. And just I do think some of the context in this is the Patriots are the toughest opponent that they've played since the Ravens, and that has more to do with the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints than anything else. But why are we concerned when the Bills also have a better in-division record by one game over the past several years than the Kansas City Chiefs have?
They do.
In the AFC West. A division that they have dominated for longer. It's by one game, by the way. There's not much of a difference.
No. That's one game.
The Bills are 24-6. The Chiefs are 23-7 in the same time frame. So, like, let's just worry about that. The Bills know how to handle business in division. And as a matter of fact, would have gone for a clean sweep last year. Had week 18 mattered. They even did the Patriots a bit of damage in week 18 when Joe Milton shows out and they don't have the second overall pick.
Yeah, right. The Joe Milton game. What a game.
The Joe Milton game. I remember watching it and I'm just like, oh my God, they're going to blow the opportunity for the number one overall pick. They would have been able to trade that and get Tennessee to pay up just to, like, move up two spots or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bills know how to handle business in division. They really do. So much so that it is a rare occurrence that they lose to one of them right now. And the Patriots do look like they are now poised to become the second best team in the division all over again. Miami's run. It was 4 years. It's over.
Yeah, that was cute. That was really cute. And that It stinks that it's the Patriots again.
Like the what, team, do you want the Jets?
No, I don't want any of them. I like just being on top.
Somebody's got to finish in second, Joe.
No.
Somebody does.
I want to tie across the board with no wins for second place. That's what
somebody
I want.
Somebody wins the tiebreaker, Joe. The Colts can't come back and magically be second in the AFC East, okay? We used to have them here. They're not here anymore. Let it go.
Yep.
But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, someone's got to finish second.
Yeah, I know. It's just the fact that it's the Patriots being the up-and-coming team again after 20 years of trouncing the Bills is like, I don't know. I wish it were the Dolphins because we were squishing the fish. I mean, they've won one game out of the series.
That's part of it, I think, is the Bills have lost more to New England or to the Jets, even with their great settings.
Yeah. We discovered the backup quarterback for Miami, Zach Wilson, the former quarterback of the Jets, has won more recently against the Bills than Tua turned the ball over.
And he's won more times.
More times in total.
Which you call it 1.5 because Rodgers did get the start after 4 plays, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson's the one that wins the football game in that game.
Yeah.
It was a sick catch by Garrett Wilson, but still, you know, somebody has to throw it. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers. But my point here is this. It has less to do with the Bills than it does the Patriots. Is that weird saying that after they won, 42-13 against Carolina? Yes, a little. Does anyone dare question me when I say the Bills are not the Panthers?
Actually, no. No one questions you.
The Bills have a far more complete roster than Carolina. It's okay to acknowledge, and it is a little arrogant of me, to say a New England team that has a problem with turning the football over is facing a team that takes advantage the minute you make your mistake. Isn't that what New England did to Buffalo for 17 years?
17 years. And this is what we talked about.
It has nothing to do with New England. It has to do with Buffalo.
Yeah.
In the past. The Bills would make a mistake, New England pounces on it, and the next thing you know, it's like 34-14. Because that's what mediocre and bad teams do. They fold on themselves.
And that's kind of what I'm predicting in this game from the Patriots. That's what we saw against the Steelers with them.
It's what we saw against the Saints.
Yes.
They were punchy. They have a mistake. The Bills make sure that they don't score on it with Cole Bishop making an incredibly athletic play.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're able to go into the second half, make your adjustments, and close it up. Here's the other part. The Bills start strong, and they finish strong.
They do.
Their best point differentials are in the first quarter and in the fourth quarter.
They're a good racehorse. They'll get out the gate fast, and they'll close the race up. You might be parked out for the middle lap there, but they're able to close it out.
So that's your thing. I've got numbers to help me out with that. They start strong and they close stronger. Because the Bills know at the end of the day, if we need a bailout, we've got 17.
Yeah. You can hand him the cape and he'll either run the ball himself for 50 plus yards,
here,
trucking people.
Run down the field 40 yards and then throw an absolute dot to Dalton Kincaid and put this game away. Could you please?
Yep.
That's all it requires. And that's highly arrogant of me to say, and I acknowledge how arrogant it is of me to say that.
They got the genie out of the bottle, and they did the thing where they said, I wish for unlimited wishes. Josh Allen is the genie with unlimited wishes. That's basically what
I wish for Josh Allen.
Yep.
And there they go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to understand that. 803-0550. We'll take a call before we go to break here. We'll go to Freddie. Freddie, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, what's up, cuties? Long-time listener, third-time caller.
He got us there.
Thank you, Freddie. Thanks, what you got?
Hey, so I'm just real nervous about something. So, you know, that guy on X, the one who does the dance and stuff, something doctor, he had Sal Capaccio. He had caught him with a video of Ed Oliver saying this ish hurts. And it's with TJ Sanders looking like he's going down, I think they're going to force Ed Oliver in there. And I'm just real nervous because if he retweaks that ankle, I'm afraid that's going to drag him out all year. And sorry, stepped on my cat. And I'm just wondering what you guys think if Ed Oliver's pressed into action, if that's a bad idea. What do you guys think?
Thanks for the call, Freddie. You threw me off there with the intro. That was incredible. When it comes to Ed Oliver, I don't think they're playing him yet, though.
No.
I still think that he is going to...
You might have to burn Zion Logan and Jordan Phillips this week.
And that's what I was suspecting. They probably will go to the practice squad again and figure it out from there. Or
they've been okay. They've been okay. I know it's not phenomenal, but they've been okay.
But also, it's typically far more encouraging when a player starts the week limited and they're working their way back. Whereas if you end the week with a DNP, that means you picked up something.
Right.
Or you end the week with limited, it means you picked up something.
I would rather them be cautious with, like, yes, pull from the practice squad. I'd rather them be cautious and this defense suffer for it in the early part of the season.
Right.
Than have nagging injuries down the stretch and have to, like, I'm not saying we will, but from past experience, have to call AJ Klein off the couch to cover Travis Kelce. I don't want to have to deal with that. Be cautious now, please. That's where I'm at. Fed Oliver, you want to save him until after the bye week when he's really going to be feeling better? Do it.
Right.
Even with Max Hairston, do it. Save them.
Take your time.
Yes. You are at the top of the AFC, and your schedule looks pretty good, pretty easy. Take advantage of it. Be smart and safe. That's what I say.
Take advantage, and also, again, you have Jordan Phillips. You have Zion Logue. Logue, they've already burned a couple of their call-ups that they have for free. But if your hand is forced on that sort of thing, guess who you get back in a couple weeks? Ogunjobi and Hoyt.
Right.
Hoyt can play D-tackle.
He can. He can also drop back into coverage.
He's kind of a really...
He's a jack-of-all-trades.
Do-it-all type of player.
Yeah.
So, if you need to burn Zion Logue's last call-up along with Jordan Phillips, yeah, your defense tackle depth is plummeted. But I look over at Deion Walker and I go, come on, give me more snaps. Give me more snaps than what you got. We'll go around the league coming up next year. There's a lot to get to. And we still have time for your calls as well, 803-0550. Derek Kramer and Joe Calley here on a lovely Saturday afternoon. This is Sports Talk Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.